around to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Greg, are you there?
I am here.
Why you sound low?
I have no idea.
No, there you go. You good. You good. You good. You good. How you doing, sir?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm leaving the country to go to the motherland tomorrow. So that's why I was taking so long. My fault.
I heard, man. Like, you out here going to places where our people need to go to.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate that, man. Like, you got to live for us. You have to live for us. For right now.
For right now, man. I'm just blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do this.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. So we are here today. Like, hey, this is a special thing. This is a special thing because a lot of cats don't get to bless my platform that early. You see what I'm saying?
I got like, you.
Yeah, like a lot of cats don't get to bless my platform like that. I gotta be able to see something in you to be able to come on here, because I don't want to be talking to myself for one. I don't want you agreeing with everything for two, right? And I don't want you. Well, I don't really care if you use me for attention or anything like that. That's cool, but I need people who are considered walking content. Do you consider yourself as a person that has walking content? Like, you just wake up and create content? Do you feel like that?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
That's good. Even though you might be wrong sometimes, I think all content is great. Well, not all content. I don't like negative content. But, you know, that's not what we're here. That's not what we're here for. We're here for positive, entertaining, and if it turns into be a comedy show, well, people need to laugh more, especially when gas prices are the way they are today.
1,000%. Well, the gas prices that y'all receive is completely different than over here on the East Coast.
Well, what's the highest y'all got over there?
Actually, they've been going down. Right now, the highest I've seen is like 483.
Ooh. Now, you know, if I said ooh to that, you know, so. All right. Well,
y'all about to get stimulus checks.
That's a fact, though. But before we get that, if you could, you know, send me some, you know. I'll take that.
Yo, that's what's going to come down to, sending gas and mail and shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. And I have Amazon Prime, so I expect my shit there in a couple of days. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, so here we are. Well, first, let's do this. I want to give you the floor to introduce yourself, and then I will also add or piggyback, ad lib, whatever I have to do. But please introduce yourself to my audience. I have a very opening audience. They're left. They're not way left, but they're pretty left. They accept a lot. You know what I mean? They are progressive, and they are very friendly. Now, they can be. They will critique, and they might say something, but they are very warming, and they're loving and authentic. So please introduce yourself to my audience.
I'm never scared. So my name is Greg, the most boring name in the world, but the most interesting person you'll ever meet in your life. I am one of the hosts of Just a Conversation with Greg, Mr. Rip Money, GG Podcast. I am a Colts fan. I am a Bulls fan. I am an Eminem fan. And I'm overall just a dope person.
You said you're a Colts fan? Like Indianapolis?
Absolutely. Don't talk about my team. Nat Town all day.
I got you. That's cool. I mean, I don't want to go through the history of how you became a Colts fan from Jersey, but that's fine. Bulls fan, I can understand because, well, I mean, I wouldn't know your reason, but I would assume that it has something to do with Jeffrey.
It doesn't.
It doesn't? Scotty?
Absolutely no.
Rose? Derrick Rose?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that on another time because our second show that we have planned that's not planned will be 82 versus 92.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where we really going. That's when our friendship is going to be somewhat determined on
the future. Okay.
And just to let you know, while you're over there on your trip on the motherland, go ahead and think about the movies that came out in the 90s. No. I take that back. Not too much pressure. Just the movies that came out in 92. And then we'll go from there. The last question will be added to that. But we'll get there.
Okay.
So today's episode, well, before I get to today's episode, he introduced you. He spoke about his podcast and his co-host. Shout out to G Jizzle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the Tone Whisperer. Right?
That's a good name for her.
Yeah, that's the Tone Whisperer. And then we got Mr. Rent Money, which I believe, I mean, I may have spoke a little too fast, but I'm going to back it up a little bit. He definitely has a top 10 nickname of all time.
1,000%.
Yeah, Mr. Rent Money is definitely top 10 in my book. Yeah, and I also got a question that kind of, which will be the first question. But I want to talk a little bit about your podcast a little bit. I started listening to you guys, last year? Probably back in, it was either late 2020 or somewhere in 2021.
We started in late 2020.
Okay.
Really kicked off in 2021, for sure.
Yeah. So it could be either late 2020 or early 2021. And that shout out to G Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? She put me on.
Absolutely.
And it was actually, all right, well, we could basically figure this out now. It was probably her first time on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the episode that I started with.
Okay. Yeah, most likely. That's like
30-something. Okay. So I will say this. After listening to that episode and listening to the very last episode, y'all went from good to much better. Much better. There's not a part of this show, and I won't tell you a lie. I'm not saying this to be an asshole, but I don't really be caring about people's feelings like that. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm not telling you it's not constructive criticism. It's just my personal feelings on it. And because I wouldn't want you to care about my personal feelings when it comes to your craft. The banter, the conspiracy, and then now the newer topic, if I'm not mistaken, is basically y'all just coming up with something individually that y'all found out throughout the week or something like that.
Yeah, new dialogue.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Because the difference between that and banter is like banter usually comes with a topic. You know what I'm saying? New dialogue is just, hey, guess what I found out?
Yeah, you know exactly.
I mean? Yeah. So I like that.
Appreciate it.
So y'all have stepped into my regular rotation. Now, I'm not going to lie. Did y'all start out that way? Absolutely not. Y'all didn't start out that way. Y'all niggas definitely came off the bench. All right? Y'all came off the bench. Y'all was getting a little bit of time. We were sending y'all niggas in there to foul a couple of cats and sit right back down. Okay? There was even some episodes where I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to finish this. You know what I mean? But it did get to the point where, all the way to the point where I definitely have to listen to y'all on Tuesday morning.
Oh man, I appreciate that.
And that was even a development because it was, I can get to these niggas on a weekend when I'm washing dishes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now it's in the, you got the Tuesday slot. Because you shared a Tuesday slot with the No Nonsense Show and For the Stress. Yeah. Those are two, yeah, they heavy. And one of them is in your city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's who you share the slot with. Before that, it was just them. For the longest, it was just one show. Then For the Stress came along. Then y'all came along. It's very hard getting into my rotation because some of these of the podcasts that I get interested in as new is a possibility that y'all might have to bump somebody out the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, y'all don't want to do that. But y'all do want to do that.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Y'all do want to do that.
I'm a firm believer in competition. I got to be better than somebody.
Be better than more than just one person. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so I gave y'all flowers. I pitched I should get paid for this, right? You know, whoever is y'all accountant, you know, let them niggas know our invoice is coming. Now gotcha. let's get to the questions. The questions. Is 10 questions for Greggy. The show is called Just 10 Questions That Turned Into a Conversation.
Love it. Let's do it.
Question number one. How many conspiracies does Mr. Rent Money know?
I don't even know, bro. But let me tell you, listen, I found myself a couple of times. No, not even a couple. A lot of the time, listening to his conspiracies and be like, okay, I can see how this is true. It's just when he starts to talk about some like left shit that I'd be like, okay, this is complete bullshit. Like, I don't know if you all listened to the episode where we was talking about the inner earth theory.
Oh, yeah. No, I was there.
That, to me, is complete bullshit. It's like, okay, you mean it's I guess it all came from this discovery that China
It was quote-unquote a new world with inside the ocean.
Yeah, see, and to me, that's bull. Like, we build stuff underground all the time. So why isn't it a possibility that they built that?
Well, I will say this. I forgot which side I was on. Because this is what I mean by, this is why I appreciate y'all's show. Is because there will be times where I agree with you versus him versus you, Gigi, of course. There's been times where I've been against Gigi. It has never been a landslide towards one person. Y'all have equally said something that I agree with and equally said some shit that I was like, these niggas have lost their minds. Both. All three. And then don't add Blake. Let me shout out. Dude, at the end of this show, you have to explain why he's so disrespectful. But that's a whole nother thing.
It's his face.
Okay. He also have said a lot of things that I agree with, but he has also said a lot of things where I was like, I'm going to need you to go back to wherever you are at and produce this podcast. No longer speak.
Yeah. 1,000%.
But I like the chemistry. I like the dynamic duo amongst everybody inside the group. You know what I'm saying? There was an episode that you weren't on. And... Mm-hmm. This is how I break down people podcasts and their episodes. I know who the A mic is. I know who the B mic is. I know who the fillers is, etc. I will say this. You have positioned yourself as being the A mic, not just by the tone of your voice and your presence, but you actually say the shit in the beginning. Okay?
Absolutely.
Mr. Rent Money and then Gigi. If cats feel like I'm biased towards Gigi, all right, I am. Because Gigi is that good.
That's right. Put your cape on.
The cape is there. The cape is there, and it has Gigi's all over it, like Gucci.
We got a cape for our people. It's all right.
Absolutely. I think Gigi is that player. Gigi is like Giannis. Nobody knew about Giannis. He was on the bench, and he finally got his time to shine. Yeah, that's who she is in the podcast game. She's Giannis, but she has to get there. But she's definitely Giannis.
I be wanting her to take the ball, do her thing, cause she got it.
Well, she took the ball. She took the ball last episode though. didn't she?
Absolutely. She did. And yeah. I think she can do it without us. Like, she could easily average 30, 15, and 10 by herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the team on her back.
And she comes to my training camp. It's 35, 10, and 5. I'm going to put a surrounding cast around her. She's going to get a chip or two or three.
Or three. I like that. MVP too?
Yeah, at least two MVPs in her career. At least two.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see that for her.
Absolutely. So what is the results of all this? Like what is it about Mr. Rent Money, and like, does he have a lot of like New Jersey? Well, yeah. Does he wear hats?
So Mr. Rent Money is he has a following. He has a niche following for sure because of his music. Amazing producer. The way the show even started was simply because me and Mr. Rent Money would just have like random ass conversations, and it was like, yo, we should just record these shits because these shits are just mad interesting. And I know nothing about audio production except for the fact of how to set up microphones, plug it into a computer, and press record.
Right.
And that's what the first couple of episodes were.
Right.
Literally that. There was no structure to it, no intro, no nothing. It was just us talking about random shit. And then as, you know, as we start to get into a flow, and then Gigi comes along, Blaze comes along, everything just starts moving. But just to answer the question directly about Mr. Rent Money, Mr. Rent Money is like, he's worked for like Interscope. He has had songs on the radio. Like he's out there and he has a following of people who know him as a producer. So and just think about his name, Mr. Rent Money. Who the hell knows another Mr. Rent Money?
I told him he has to monetize off of that name eventually.
Exactly. So it was like, it was a no brainer. Like, that's my bro in real life. So like, dog, we can easily do this. You're consistent. We already at your house. It takes nothing to set up some microphones and press record and do this. So that's mainly how he came along for sure.
Okay. I just wanted to know if there was a tinfoil somewhere in his hat collection. That's all I wanted to know. If there was a cool,
yo,
is it a fitted?
I think so. It's somewhere. Because the way his brain works, his logic sometimes, just be like, dog, how did you get there? Like, I don't get it. How did you possibly land your airplane on this landing strip?
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, well, shout out to him. Second question. I think you're going to like this one. What is your favorite? I mean, your absolute favorite pair of shoes to wear, and why?
It is the Air Jordan 1s. OG 1s. Not that mid shit. That ain't 1s. I'm talking about high OG 1s. That's it. They're just comfortable. They're comfortable. You can wear them with anything. You need to be business casual. You get some fresh black ones, you good. Or even just some two-tone joints, you good. You want to look fly, you know, pull out the breads, pull out the black toes. Like, you want to get real lavish, pull out the multicolored joint. Yo, it's just a great sneaker for any occasion.
Okay. I'm a Jordan 4 man myself. You know what I'm saying? Seaman 4s.
My bad.
Yeah. I think that's the perfect shoe ever created. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Yo, those are comfortable. They're very comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sad to see where the shoe game is at in today's world.
You 1, know what I mean?
Because coming from where I come from, like, yeah, we still had to camp out. I never did it. But cats were still camping out back in the early late 90s. Yeah, hell, probably even before then. But once I got to middle school, high school... which was anywhere between 95 and 2001, cats still had to stand in line for the kicks, and mm-hmm. they were retail price. I mean, we didn't start getting up to the 200s until probably like the 10th, 11th grade, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there was no such thing as like resale like that back then. Not like how it is now. There was no Hypebeast. You know what I'm saying? There was no flipping. There was no none of that. The most important thing is there was no bots. We didn't have bots back then. Because we didn't get the internet. We didn't get the internet until after high school, really.
You just said two things that really pissed me off about sneaker culture. Hypebeast. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I can't stand you, motherfucker.
They destroyed everything.
Y'all, like, literally have killed. Like, the fact that you are buying sneakers that's not even your size and reselling them, you should go kill yourself.
Yeah.
And then you got, and then the box. Oh, my God. Like, dog. It got to the point where it was like, you know what? Let me just get a better job with a better salary, and I'll just buy them off of Goat.
Well, no, I ain't gonna even lie to you. And Goat and what you call it? I can't think
StockX.
Both StockX and Goat have been caught with reps. You know what I mean? So
really?
Yeah. I mean, StockX got caught first. But now there's rumors that, you know, Goat has at least some has gotten through security somehow. And you know, but I'm gonna say this though, I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad at the reps. Now, if they look that bad, all right. But if I come to you and they say, well, this is not the right box, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not a sneakerhead. I'm a sneaker admirer. Okay, I don't have any reps in my closet, but the shoes that I do want, when I tell you, some shoes that I want, some dunks that I want, cost about 20K.
Absolutely.
I want those. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shoes that I want that I know in my lifetime. I never want to speak negative energy out there in the atmosphere. But dog, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be making money to where I could just drop 20K on a pair of dunks. Even though I know they're not worth it. Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I mean, there's a threshold for sure of how much I'm willing to spend on a sneaker. I ain't spending nowhere near 20K on some damn sneaker. Ain't no sneaker worth that.
I mean, it's been about 3 or 4 years. I've been going back and forth with my wife. Like, do I want the Fear of Gods or do I not want the Fear of Gods? I want this color. I want that color. I really want the oatmeal joints. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a dude that likes colors. I don't necessarily match. I'm not the matching type. I know cats are still doing it. I'm not the matching type. I'll throw on those lime green Fear of Gods and just have on pink and orange. I look like a fucking sherbet ice cream.
Dog, I wear a white tee and blue jeans all day.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for clothes.
Yeah, I'm keeping it basic. And trust me, I'm not out there to impress anybody. It's more like I wear clothes that starts a conversation. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So if somebody see, yo, he got on the Fear of Gods and some shit called Baylorism. Shout out, shameless plug. Now.
Yo, I gotta buy that hoodie from you, bro. I totally forgot. That's on me.
No,
I'm buying that shit.
It's there whenever you're ready. I'm not going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
I got you.
Now, that's a good shoe, by the way. That's a good shoe. Good shoe, by the way.
It is.
Third question. This is a very important question. I listen. Like I said, I'm an avid listener to the show, so I pick up on certain things, and it's kind of like, listen to someone's intro and then listening to everybody that's on the show and how they say certain things that they say. Like, for example, the opening line is, yeah, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then shout out to Mr. Rent Money. I know when he's about to get in his bag, when he's talking about either the source or the core. Whenever that nigga go to those two words, he's about to get in his bag. Please stay away from the window when it's raining, because he's going to put on this tinfoil and he's about to get to the source or the core. Automatically. You know what
I mean? Absolutely.
Gigi, is definitely this,
hello, Gigi is going, everybody.
Yeah. And she definitely wants you to be great. If there's anything that she wants you to do, she wants you to be great today.
Mm.
That's what she's there for.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Even Blaze, you know, but Blaze, I like Blaze. I like Blaze. I like him. He is Barbosa coming off the bench. Like
that, yo, that's a good reference. That's a good reference.
Don't sleep on him because he will quietly drop 25 on you off the bench.
Absolutely.
And he will just keep running around. He will just keep going. I like him.
He would.
I like him, but I just the reason why I said that is because I want y'all to go and listen to this show and listen to the intro, because I need to know. Question number three is, why don't Gigi have a show intro name tag?
Oh, you need to ask Gigi that question.
Now here's the thing. Sometimes I ask questions that I already know the answer to, but I still need to know the answer from certain people.
You got it. So this is the answer I'm gonna give you, right? When Gigi first started the pod, she was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this all the time. I got to figure you guys out. And here we go, 40-something episodes later. She's on there every damn episode, right? And then, so at first, I tried to be an asshole. I was like, until you develop a tag, I'm just going to give you the buzzer, the because we need a tag from you. So that didn't work. So I was like, you know what? We're going to give you the claps. We're going to give you the round of applause. So now we can never play round of applause for anything else because this is going to be your tag. And still to this day, we've been having meeting after meeting. Gigi, we need to develop your tag. What is your tag? I've given her so many examples of what her tag could be. Go be great. Hello, everybody. Mr. Rent Money has given her all tags. She's like, I don't really like those.
Hello, everybody is dope. It gives me a little bit of Mr. Rogers, but I do like it though because it is her.
I was thinking of like what are the things you say often, and I understand that we definitely want your name in there somewhere. We could fit that in there, but to be honest with you, I can't speak for Mr. Rent Money. Greg has given up. When she decides to develop that shit, she'll develop it, and we'll put it in the show. But I refuse to spend one extra thought of energy of trying to convince this woman to create a tag.
Okay, we're going to circle back to that when I get to question number nine. Just keep that in mind, what you just said, right?
I got you.
Because question number nine is important. When we get to question nine, if you can remember this, say, Baylor, why is question number nine so important, and how does it relate to number three, okay?
I got the memory of an elephant.
All right. Yo, shout out to the elephants for the past couple of weeks. Like, savages.
You saw elephants slapping that bitch ass?
Yo, yeah, and that's not my first time seeing a video like that. They know what they doing.
They do.
And I'm jealous. So look, question number four. You're a young man, right? You still out there.
I am.
You out there in the streets. You got some Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Yes, I do. I work very hard on my legs, so I show
got you, got you. So now you got on your Jordan 1s, right?
Yeah.
You got on your Hoochie Daddy shirt and shorts.
What's a Hoochie Daddy shirt?
Okay, well, no, you can just throw on a white tee. I don't want to scare you.
All right, there we go. Okay.
You got your dad hat on or a five panel, whichever one.
You know, depends if I got a haircut or not.
Okay. Where are you taking the girl to impress her on a date? I'm not asking you where would you take a girl on a date. I'm asking you where would you take a girl on a date to impress her?
My crib.
Okay. Elaborate.
I have a two-floor apartment. I'm a pretty...
That's the first time I ever heard somebody say a two-floor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a cheap person, so I have pretty lavish things in my apartment.
Okay.
And I'm also a very good cook. So if I cook for you, you're going to fall in love with me.
What? What are you cooking then? Oh, well, first of all, you know what? Stop right there, sir. And I'm glad I interrupted you because I'm glad you said that. You love to cook and you know how to cook, right?
Absolutely.
And you had something negative to say about the show that Gigi proposed?
What show?
You Don't Know Me on Netflix. 4-piece series. No, you bad mouthed.
Negative about it?
Yeah, you
know what I say about it?
No, let me tell you what you did. You did the Greg thing. You want to know what the Greg thing is?
Yeah.
Greg will say no without any knowledge of it. And then once he get knowledge of it, he'll say, oh, my bad.
Absolutely.
That's one thing that I do appreciate about you is that at least when you admit or when you're proven wrong, you will admit it. You won't shy away from it. That I have to give to you. That's highly ranked and respectable podcast shit. Or just in real life in general.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. I'm not right about everything. I talk about what I know. Once I get more information about it, if it changes, it changes.
She gave you all the information about the show. You said you wouldn't watch it.
What show?
You Don't Know Me.
What is it about?
She told you what it was about. Now, I get it. Some people explain it in different ways. The way she explained it, I might explain it a little bit different. I might put a little bit flavor on it. All I'm going to say is it's a love, gangster, injustice, justice story. I don't want to give too much away, but it was pretty good. The ending was better. It might piss you off. It got a little Sopranos ending to it, but it's good. And it's only a 4-piece. It's a 4-piece.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm still not going to watch it.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I'm good.
All right, so we got that one. Oh, no. We got to get back to it. So you cooking, and what are you cooking, and what else besides cooking is so lavish and great about Apartment Greg's?
Yeah, so, well, if I'm cooking, let me tell you, right? I'm most likely, I went on this binge of The Sopranos and just got into my Italian bag. So
that's always a winner.
So, like, I really like to make some chicken parm with some fettuccine noodles.
Okay.
Nice red wine. I'm not a wine person. I'm a whiskey person. But, you know, wine goes well with Italian food, so pour a nice glass of wine. But then also just my taste in music. Dog, anybody out there who has a spot, you want to get, I'm a Siri, I'm an Apple guy, right? So I got a HomePod in my living room. I got a HomePod in my bathroom. I got a HomePod in my bedroom. All them shits are connected. And my music taste is impeccable, especially my R&B. So right there, the mood is set. It's like, it's there. And then great conversation. We eating, we talking, we chilling, we laughing. You impressed by me.
Okay. All right. See, what I did right there is I had him pitch his game. Ladies, if you are in the Jersey area. No. All right. That's dope. That's dope. And you know what's impressive? A lot of young cats ain't talking like that. A lot of young cats is not talking like that because they listen to NBA Youngboy. That's none of my business. It's none of my business.
They might either.
But I'm just letting y'all know. That's impressive. You were raised right.
Yo, it's not even that. People may listen to this and think that I'm a cheap person. I am far from cheap. I spend money on things that I like to spend money on. I spend a lot of money on rent and the utilities in my house. So why go out to eat when one, I'm probably going to make a better meal. Two, I'm going to add better atmosphere. We ain't got to scream over nobody. It's just us.
That's a cold pitch right there. That man is pitching right now. He is selling himself right now. I could turn this into a dating podcast and just get everybody in this motherfucker hitched, because this is what I'm bringing now. But we're not here for that. We're here for the rest of the questions. I see you out there, Johnny. I see you out there. I see you moving. Question number 5, though. It's gonna be a quick one too. I'm about to see how far back you go. You don't have to. You don't have to be born in certain eras to respect other eras. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Here we go. The Breakfast Club or Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood.
Why?
One, Breakfast Club I never really related to it. And when I first saw Boys in the Hood, I don't even hold you. I saw Boys in the Hood for the first time maybe like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I thought it was just a really great film. But then that on top of watching, because I've also seen Don't Be a Menace. It was like, yeah. Okay.
That actually is what a lot of people don't talk about, is that movie itself is like it kind of helps other people. Well, not I wouldn't say help, but it brings awareness to the films that they got it from.
Absolutely.
So you want to know
that's the only reason why I saw Boys in the Hood. It's because it Don't Be a Menace.
See? There we go. We getting there. See? That's what
Absolutely.
I'm saying. So shout out, man. Shout out. All right. Question number 6.
Top 5 comedy movie all time.
We'll get there. We'll get to that. Question number 6. Where would you relocate outside of America if you had to?
Oh man, this is going to be
careful.
So
be careful because you're going to the motherland, and then you just finished coming back from Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies, he's a traveling man.
All right, this is going to be bad, controversial, and I don't care. Russia.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. Oh, fun fact. You know I met a black Russian woman before?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yes. Me and my wife in a jacuzzi. She had a cold body. Her body was cold, Greg. I'm talking about.
I bet it was.
Oh, my God. And I thought it was a joke. But once she started to talk, like, you know how some people can talk. Well, let's just put it like this. I could be in a business setting and talk a certain way, but then when I'm around the homies, my accent come out a little bit. Or when I'm talking to people from the Midwest or from the South or from the East Coast, you know, they could hear my accent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She started to talk and get comfortable, and I say, yo, this motherfucker is a Russian spy.
Oh! Shit.
Yeah. No, it was different.
She could have took me for all my money.
Oh, she definitely would have robbed you. You would have let her.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
You would have let her. If I had to compare her to somebody, I'll tell you off air. So you said Russia?
Absolutely.
Do they even have a summertime over there?
I don't care. I don't like the heat, so it doesn't matter to me. I love the cold. And also I'm just a history buff. Like I went to college to study film, but it was either gonna be film or history.
So are you telling me that somewhere in the future you will be, you know, directing and producing your own short film, indie film?
No, that's not what I went. No, absolutely not. I'm an editor.
Oh, okay. I got excited. Go ahead. My bad.
No. But yeah, so like the history, the architecture, the art, especially like the cathedrals that's in Russia. I think Russia is a beautiful place outside of like all of the dictatorship and all that politics and shit. I would love to visit someday. Yeah, I think I would say that because I've never been there. That's the only reason why I would say I would relocate there, because that's the place I really want to visit someday.
Okay. All right. So that's I honestly didn't expect that. I honestly didn't, but you know what I'm saying? If you like it, I love it. You know what I'm
saying? Told you I'm the most interesting person you'll ever meet.
Huh?
I told you I'm the most interesting person you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go out there to Russia and fight polar bears with your bare hands, cool. I'm down with that.
Don't help me. Help the bear.
Help the bear. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right. He's leaving us. Question number 7. Would you want to be able to control how love works or be able to predict a bad relationship? Now, for the people out there that like to ask difficult questions and add things that don't necessarily go to the questions, all right, here you go, Mr. Rent Money. To control love means you be able to turn it on and off. And, all right, forgive me, I have a bad time pronouncing this word. I have to slow it down. Manipulate love as well.
You good?
Okay, boom.
Okay.
And then be able to predict a bad relationship. That's pretty much self-explanatory. You can see it coming. You can either go on the first, second, or third date. But from the moment you meet that person and y'all start gelling, you'll be able to predict whether this person is a piece of shit or not.
Okay. That is a very good question. And I would definitely say predict a bad relationship. Mainly because... like in full transparency, like I've just recently finished a divorce. So, and I wish, like, you know how you say you could see the bad signs or whatever, but you on the red flags, and you ignore them because you're blinded, I guess, by love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I could have paid more attention to those red flags, then the situation wouldn't have happened. So it's definitely, definitely predicting a bad relationship at the jump. I think manipulating love, nah, that's just some fuckboy shit. I think people do that often. Like, I don't believe in playing with people's heart. Like, that's some fucked up shit.
That's true. That's true. But it's people out here that feel like, you know, their life would be so much easier if they would be able to, change people's views or change people's hearts when it comes to love. It's a cheat sheet. It's a cheat sheet, but it's for sure, you know, something that people look at. I mean, it's a fucked up situation. You know what I mean? If you become a billionaire, you may have a portion of that type of power.
Absolutely.
But you also that also comes with a lot of enemies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's like, what would you like? What would you rather do? You rather go through life. I would pose it this way. Like, you rather go through life and never know what true love is because you've always manipulated the situation for someone to love you? What kind of shit is that?
Here's the thing, though, Greg. This is exactly why I love listening to y'all's show. Because y'all give a perspective, but y'all leave out some other important perspectives. And that's why I need to be added to the show as a designated podcaster.
You welcome anytime.
So I never said that you had to manipulate everybody that you actually care for. Just think about being able to talk to somebody that works for the government. Talk to the leader of the free world. Talk to them niggas over there in Russia right now. You'll be able to change their heart, right?
True.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's a fair point. That is a very, very good point. And I don't really have a rebut for that. Other than people are just fuckboys, yo.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, I don't think we'll ever know how it is to live in a perfect world. But if I ever got the opportunity to sit down and talk to Satan, he's not walking out that door as the same person. That's all I'm saying.
I like that. I like that. I'm stealing that for a banter question. I want you to know that.
Banter.
I am stealing that.
Okay,
that
so
is good.
Number 8. Uncontrollably laugh at a funeral or every time that you talk on the phone, you're talking, but you're rapping like Tupac.
uncontrollably laughed at a funeral. 1,000%. Could you imagine? Hey, yo, Baylor, I'm talking to you on the phone, on your podcast. Like, no, that is dumb. Uncontrollably laughing at a funeral? Absolutely.
Now, I will say this. Me and my wife, the funerals that we have attended, we've laughed at. Now.
Yes.
Now. I think it's healthy. I think it's good. I'm not going to tell you people which funeral we laughed at. I'm not telling you that. But just know there's been the funerals that me and her have attended. We have definitely had a couple of jokes or two. And some of them were had nothing to do with the person who was actually, you know, for. But we definitely had a couple of giggles or whatever. So that's an interesting one because, yo, you start laughing when they have a minute to get, you know, their last words off. Yeah. Niggas gonna have to carry you out eventually.
Yo, let me tell you, at my pop's funeral, right, this lady, listen, in the hood, when you have a funeral in the hood and you are well known, everybody and their mama show up, right? So my dad was known in the hood. And so you had crackheads. You had winos. You had everybody at his funeral. And this one wino gets up there, you know, at the time of the funeral, would be like, we want to give it this time for anybody to say their last
words. Yeah, they usually say to try to keep it to a minute or two.
So this wino gets up. We're in a church. And, like, no filter whatsoever gets up there and be like, they used to call my dad Nelson. He was like, Nelson? When Nelson used to see me in the street, he'd be like, I'ma whip your ass if I see. Like, I promise you, I could not control myself in that church. How do you say that in a church at a funeral? He gonna whip my ass if he see me on the street one more time drinking his goddamn 40. Like, what? That's what we doing?
That's their truth, though, right?
And then she had the nerve to say, "Oh snap! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
They know they said something crazy. They quick to apologize.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Well, we see where it's at with you with the funerals. Laugh away, Bucko.
I sure will.
Now, question number 9. What did I ask you to remember about question number 9?
Gigi and her tag.
Question number 9. Do you have a podcast goal?
Absolutely.
Okay. Elaborate.
So the goal for our pod, I'll give you 2 goals. One goal for just the conversation. We want to get into a place where we can monetize and eventually start making money off of it, right? Right now, I believe the consistency that we have, along with the average weekly viewership that we have, we're well on our way to being able to do that. And the marketing, of course. But excuse me, the second goal is to start a network. Gigi calls me Joe Button all the time. I am not Joe Button. I like to think that I'm a very nice person. But start a network. We're going to have a couple of other podcasts, not under just the conversation, but there will be another, there's going to be a network with a whole bunch of other pods under it, that I'm hoping that's going to build off of the attention that just the conversation has received.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you said, one key thing that you said that pertains to your goal is consistency. I know a lot of podcasts that, a lot of great ones that have come and gone, you know what I mean? And sometimes they get discouraged by the numbers. Fun fact, after my first, I want to say somewhere about 5 to 10 episodes, that was the last time I ever checked my numbers. I haven't checked my numbers since.
Nice.
I have over 200 and something plus episodes with BTG for President. Same thing. I think I'm like maybe 10 or 15 shows less over there with Open Room with BTG. So together, I'm probably over 500. All together. But with, you know, somewhere between 450 and 500 shows, I haven't checked my numbers in a very long time. I have my personal reasons. They're not really personal, but I have my reasons. But I say that to say this. Just keep doing it. Right?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
The two best podcast advice I've ever gotten came from the guy that actually edits my podcast and the network that I'm a part of, and my guy Teddy D that's up in Louisville. Teddy D told me, I said, in the beginning, because I had a podcast before this under his network, and it was more like a mixtape, but not an actual, it was more like a mixtape, I should say. And I told him, when I started BTG for President, I was like, man, doing an hour-long podcast is, that shit is just, it's hard, bro, because I'm talking about myself majority of the time. And he said, well, why does it have to be an hour? And that's what I was like, you know what? That's crazy. Because another podcaster that I appreciate a lot, that's a part of my podcast family tree, she will make podcast episodes as 7 minutes to 17 minutes, 24 minutes, 13 minutes. Shout out to Shan.
I love her.
Yo, Shan is, let me tell you something about Shan. As far as a podcaster, she is deadly. She's deadly. She has multiple podcasts. She know what she's talking about. She's the most consistent. Don't even ask about her goddamn calendar. Like, to book her, I am...
Shout out to Gigi.
Yo, let me tell you something. I am one of her best podcast friends in the world. Nigga, trying to book Shan on a podcast is the most difficult thing next to filing taxes. It is hard to get her on this show. Why?
I can imagine.
She is busy. I will say this. There's not too many... The No Nonsense Show. I'll even throw Views for the Seven out there. D Murph. There's some podcasts where I believe, yo, these cats should be getting paid. And I mean now. Shan is definitely up. Between Shan and I cannot forget about Greggy. Shout out to Drake and shout out to Leah. These are podcasters that need to be paid right now. You know what I mean? And Shan, she don't play, dog. She don't play at all. She is, and her chest is amazing. So that's what I'm saying. You gotta let me cook. The reason why I say that is because y'all gotta be consistent or whatever. The relationships, again, y'all probably have great personal relationships that go back in the day. But I'm talking about as far as the podcast relationships. Like, if the content is good, keep it rocking. You know what I'm saying? One thing, that's what I wanted to get back to. Teddy D said, look, yo, episodes don't have to be an hour long, bro. Do what you gonna do and do it good. Be honest told me, because I asked him, I said, man, what you think I should do? Should I drop whenever I want to drop, you know what I'm saying, once a week, twice a week? He said, just drop every week. Don't matter how many times you drop, but just drop at least once a week. Keep your foot on their neck. You have to stay consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's the one.
And there's been times where it's like, I don't want to record. You know what I'm saying? They're always going to tell you, it when podcasting turns into a job, then you're not doing it right. Until it is your job, then that's a whole totally different story. But if you're doing this on the side just for fun, you're not making no bread from it, and it turns into a job, then you might as well chill out, right?
Absolutely.
I have an ego, though, because I haven't missed a week since I started. And the only reason why I keep going is because of my ego. There's no personal goal besides my ego, the reason why I keep dropping every week.
That's dope. And I definitely respect that. And that one thing I do agree with is consistency. But I think also consistency is a presence. It's always making sure that your audience know that you're still around.
Yes.
So I got my MBA. I have my MBA in marketing, and I believe when you know how to effectively market your brand, you'll be able to survive anything. So for example, in full transparency, we're not recording a pod this month until the end of July, and that's just because one, when you have multiple people on a team, it's different when you're by yourself and you're doing, like you said, this is your ego. When you have to manage four egos, it is important that for me, and this is just for me, as one of the heads of that pod, it's like I need to make sure. I don't care if we're all friends outside the pod. Like that is not my thing. My thing is, when we're on the microphone, we need to make sure that we are producing the best quality conversation that we possibly can. And we've been on a great run. Don't get me wrong. I just feel like we need time to make sure that we need to recharge our batteries, because who knows the next time we ever going to take a break. We probably never take another break. But I want us to always make sure that the reason why we're doing this pod in full, like I said, I never said this, but I started just the conversation as therapy. I was going through mad shit and just wanted a place to talk about just random things that take my mind off of a whole bunch of other shit that was going on in my life. And then when Mr. Rent Money and then when Gigi came on, like, they have their own reasons for wanting to record as well. But the thing is like, if there comes a time where the group itself, outside of when the microphones are on, if we're not, I would say, in cohesion, then you'll hear it on the microphone, and then you're not putting out your best product. And for me, I believe this pod is going to do wonders. Like, this is going to change all of our lives. I'm 1,000% believe that, because of the talent that we have. And also because of the marketing that we are pushing through this pod. So yeah, you're not going to get any new content from us in July. But when August 2nd comes, you're going to see that nothing has changed. We're going to still be the same three people or four people that you normally hear. And we're going to still be all very active on social media. You're going to hear us. You're going to see us. We're going to be interacting. It's just that we're not putting out any conversations.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems like you got it all planned out. I will say I like the fact that it could be a situation where it can refresh everybody, right?
Absolutely.
I like that. I like that. I'm not gonna lie. I like that. Well, selfishly, I would still like to hear y'all. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as a consumer of the podcast, I'm going to be there waiting until y'all come back. You know what I mean? But I just hope I believe that you have a hunger for it. That's why I wanted to ask you what your goal was. And obviously, I speak with Gigi more, so I really don't know everybody like that. I know she wants the podcast badly, you know what I mean? Cool. And you just finished breaking down your passion and your goals for the game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't speak for Mr. Rent Money nor Blaze, but I can say that I hope that this temporary break is more of a builder than something where it's like it never returns. Because I've seen
absolutely.
It before. I've seen it before.
Trust me, dog. We are returning. That is like it's in one thing. Anyone who, if you ever ask anyone about me, I don't quit at anything. Like, no, that's not going to happen. 78 episodes in, and that's what I'm gonna quit. First off, 78 is a random ass number. Two, It's like I said, I believe, like, I put so much blood, sweat, money, equity, like, everything into this pod that, like, there is no way in hell we're going to fail. No way.
Okay. All right. Well, I like it. I like the energy. I like the optimism. I like all that shit. Now, this last question is just not a last question. This last question will probably start a quick little scuffle amongst us two. This is definitely a cliffhanger for episode two. Well, technically, it's not episode two. It'll be a whole different series. You know what I mean? Because the next one is not necessarily like questions and stuff like that. We actually going in the backyard, gloves off, slap boxing, everything.
Let's do it.
Question number 10 to wrap up the show. Best era of music, 90s or 2000s? And look, Listen. We're not going with explanations. We're not getting detailed because this is the cliffhanger. But I just need to know which one.
Man,
we want you to say it with your chest too. If you said
if you said in a different
language, I got people for that as well.
So wait, we're saying no cliffhangers, right?
No, this is a cliffhanger. This question is a cliffhanger because I don't want
explanations.
Well, you can give me an explanation. Obviously, when we get to the other episode, we're going to talk about more detailed stuff. But you got to tell me to pick and tell me why.
Damn. Okay. Because there's no clear-cut answer for this.
Look, Greg, what I've learned in my 39 years is there's not a clear-cut answer to anything that's always going to be subjective. No one's going to be 100% right, and no one's going to be 100% wrong.
Except for me, because I'm always right. I'm fucking with you. All right. I'm gonna say this, right? Overall, if we're going to say overall in music.
Look, this cannot be a cliffhanger if you're going to say, I rock with this side, but this is why I like the other side. No, you got to tell me which side you're picking.
I'm going to say it's... No, fuck that. 2000s. It is definitely 2000s. I was about to say the 90s, but the 90s for me only has one genre. And I get rap was great in the 90s as well. But the 2000s, you got hip-hop, you got gospel, you got pop, you still got good R&B. It is definitely 2000s.
First of all, this is where you're going to lose at. You said gospel, right?
Absolutely.
Gospel started way back during slavery. They probably got the best gospel songs back during that time.
You're going to tell me the Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin, fucking Yolanda Adams 2000s wasn't a run.
See, here's the thing. When you mention these people, when you mention these artists, when you mention these groups, you have to break down whether we're talking about the music that they actually made during that time or what era they're a part of.
I'm going by their prime, the music that was made during that time.
How do you consider now? I know with some people, with some artists, there's a clear cut prime time for them. But how could you really say that when that could be subjective? Because when you talk about an artist, when you talk about the best artist in the world right now on both sides of the coast, and he's the king of New York, and Kendrick Lamar, there's a lot of people that say To Pimp a Butterfly is his best project up to date, right? Some people go to Good Kid, Mad City, and they go, those are the two that they go back and forth with.
But the thing is, when you talk about like the best of, at one point it was clear you could just go to, you can go to record sales because you had the physical.
I never went to record sales, though. I don't go by record sales because a lot of people that listen to music are not really a fan of that artist. They're a fan of the fans that's a part of that artist. But that's why Drake would never be in my top 10. No disrespect, but ever. And I don't see how I don't see how he's in everybody else's top 10. But I understand that the people that do have him. I know the people that have Drake in their top 10 and top 5, I know who they are when it comes to music. I just don't say
top 10 or top 5 of what?
All time. If you talk to the average person about music, they're going to say he's in the top five of hip hop of all time, and they're going to say he's a top five artist of all time. Period.
I've got Drake as a top 10 artist, definitely not hip hop.
We'll see.
I think artistry, you can't. It's undeniable what this guy has done. When this dude decides to do Afrobeats, everybody does Afrobeats. When this guy decides to do
that, you know what that says to me? I will say this. This is what I will give him. He is one of the top influencers of all time. That doesn't say a lot about him. You want to know why?
I think that's artistry.
We live in one of the dumbest countries. Okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
Canada doesn't have a lot of. I don't want to be disrespectful, but when you say Drake, who's second when it comes to Drake in Canada?
Justin Bieber.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. Hey, honestly, that's not bad. They got a solid top two. But when you compare Canada to America, when we talk about music, it's not close. It's real bad Olympic wise. We're snatching up all the gold medals, right?
For sure.
But his country is going to back him. Why? They don't have nobody else to back.
What else they got? Exactly. What else they got?
They ain't got nothing else. And shout out to Bret Hart. That's my favorite wrestler of all time. But
respect.
But when it comes to America, we ain't nobody. We're the only country that originate a lot of shit and copy. Or at least try to copy, because we don't copy the good shit. Shout out to Australia and those other places that don't have homework for kids.
Wow.
But.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. Mr. Rent Money should be, that's his bag right there. but what I'm saying is we know that, like, this is the copy follow era. You know what I mean? It's not even, and then we already know when it comes to music in general, I'm not a part of that cloth, but women and white kids consume and purchase a lot of music. They're at the top.
Absolutely.
They're at the
1,000%.
And they say the secret sauce to success is going to follow behind those women. Whatever the women listen to, that's what I'm going to listen to. If the women didn't like Drake, the men wouldn't like Drake. That's my point. Don't get me wrong. Drake is for some people.
So let me stop you right there, right? Because there's a lot of validity to what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where I don't understand. When did record sales stop counting?
Mm-hmm.
When did accolades stop counting?
It stopped counting when we started finding out secrets about the industry.
I think you can't really count.
I have no respect for the streaming era. I have no respect.
Me either. 1,000%. When you got streaming farms and all that shit, when record labels are buying streaming farms to make sure that they're like the first week sales are everything now. That's why for me, I don't really even compare a lot of these new artists to older artists, especially. I think Drake is a rarity. I think the only reason why I say Drake is a rarity because Drake came in right at the end of the physical CD sales era, and he went platinum in a week.
Yeah,
I can't discredit Drake, that.
But I will say this. I will say this about Drake. I think Drake has a spot in the 90s era. I just don't think he's as popular in the 90s. There was too many heavy hitters.
Of course not.
And
of course not.
And the climate was different. You know what I mean? So he wouldn't be able to get away with what we can't get away with. Well, what 90s and early 2000 rappers can't get away with now in this era.
Absolutely. Especially just ghostwriting. Like, No.
Well, I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even going to go. I wasn't even going to go there. He's always going to have a blemish on his record about that. But I'm not so mad at that. Why? Well, because I don't put him up there with the Nas and the Jay-Z's and the Pac's and stuff like that. I just don't.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
No. Drake and Kanye would never be on a top 10 rappers list ever to me. Never.
You had to bring Kanye into this, huh?
I think let me be very clear about my Kanye key. I think Kanye is the greatest musical genius of the 21st century.
Okay.
I will throw my cape on for Kanye any day. This man could put out any type of music and it sounds fire and it would sell.
You feel the same way about Drake?
No, I can't picture Drake doing a gospel album.
But it just happened, though. It just literally happened.
Can we, real quick. I don't know if you see my tweets about Honestly Nevermind, but listen. Because right now, I ain't going to even hold you. I have it as a top 5 album of this year. It is because of the music. If Drake's voice wasn't on those songs, outside of Jimmy Cook's, that is a great album.
Okay, so watch this. You are actually making my argument right now.
Okay.
Because you just said if you take Drake off that album, it's perfect. But leaving him on there, that is still one of the most talked about albums that's out because it was different. And look, this is how I know it was bad. Because the Aubrey's Angels, shout out to Hayes. They didn't come out that first or second night. Them niggas was quiet. It was not until a few women with a lot of followers and Joe Budden came out and defended the album because they said, oh, you know, we like this sound. Jersey, do, 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 do. They said, this is what niggas dance to. So why are we acting new? This is the problem. When other people start to speak up who have a large following, they follow.
You're 1,000% correct. And Baylor, listen, I'm a musician at heart. Like, I'm a drummer and a bass player. So music to me, I can't deny good music. If it's good music, it's good music. For me, it's literally Drake's voice that bothers me on every one of those tracks. Like, the beat comes on. And it's like, oh man, this is amazing. And then he starts singing, and you like, what the fuck?
Hey,
but
look.
Even songs like even his past Afrobeat songs like Passion Fruit or on Controller.
That's the only song that they bring up for reference. That's the only song that they bring up.
Because somebody else was singing on it. He wasn't there the entire time. When you're trying to hit falsetto notes and you can't sing, bro, you sound like Ray J at the freaking versus battle. Like, no, dog. Like, shut up.
One wish.
Them niggas was harmonizing his song in the corner. He was pissed.
Yeah, that was fine. They filed for that. But I love pettiness. So that's my thing about. That was my thing about Drake or whatever. But overall, let's get back to the original question, 90s versus
2000s. It's 2000s, 1,000%.
Yeah, so I definitely disagree with that. You know what I mean? I just definitely do. But I'll save my thoughts for that episode. Along with, let's not forget, we're adding something to it. So is 82 versus 92, right? So 82 versus 92, the movie part is I haven't picked a number yet. And obviously, we're not going all the way to 10 because I'm not trying to have no hour and a half, 2 hour show. I usually like to keep it anywhere between 45, like 30 and 45. But I knew this one was going to go a little bit longer. 82, 90, the movies that came out in 82 versus the movies that came out in 92.
Okay.
Do you know why I picked 82 and 92?
I do not.
What year was I born?
Oh, you was born in 82?
Boom. What year was you born?
92, all right.
All right, that's what we're doing. 82 versus 92. Well, now, when it comes
we should
to...
Do...
Go ahead.
But you wouldn't know any movies in that was made in 82.
Why wouldn't I?
Because you was born in 82.
But why wouldn't I know about them?
I don't know about... That's not true, because I'm looking at the 92 list.
No, you know what? No. Before we even get to you, why wouldn't you think I know any movie that came out in 82?
Because I would think you would, when you're, my belief is that, like, one, your memories don't start until you're 5.
Okay.
And then two, I would think when you're 10 is when you're, like, really remembering a lot of the shit that really affected your childhood. So for me, like, I would think 2002 would be, like, the launching point of my movie memory.
Right. So you're assuming that I'm talking about how it made me feel. No. I just want you to pick your best movies from 92 and my best versus my best movies from 82, because guess what? No.
Okay.
I probably did start watching movies when I was 2 years old. Shit didn't register, right? Boom, you fast forward to 10. Was I watching movies from the 80s? Absolutely. Guess what? Yeah. At age 39, I'm still watching movies that came out in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Actually, the older you get, I think the older you get, the more you start to go back. And that's even with music. Like, honestly, I believe the 70s and the 80s has some of the best music in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know, I don't have any facts behind this, but they were definitely sampled a lot in the 70s and 80s.
1,000%. You got, because the 70s and 80s is the Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Al, like that era of music is just untouchable.
I mean, Ace Boogie with a Hoodie got a song where he basically mimics Mike's whole song. But
absolutely.
You know. And then a lot of people don't realize that some of their favorite bops were sampled, and I'm not even talking about like the commercial singles. I'm talking about the B-sides, when they go to certain B-sides that was popping, and then when you find out that shit was sampled from the BGs, like a lot of cats don't be knowing. This is how they be getting flagged on TikTok. So the 82 versus 92, and then we got the 90s versus 2000 music. That would be a good one. I would say, Greg, it's been a pleasure. We got to do this again.
Absolutely.
I wanted to yell at you a little bit more, but I would definitely say that type of energy for the second episode we do. You are going to a motherland that is nothing to comb over. That is something special. A lot of people from our background don't get that opportunity. And I think we all should have that opportunity, since they say, all you know, back in the day used to say, take your ass back to Africa. Well, shit, if you're funding, then
absolutely,
yeah, okay. Just as long as it's not Spirit Airlines, can't handle that one.
Dog, Spirit Airlines marketing is caution tape.
Yeah. Once I found out that you can apply for the pilot position, I was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh my goodness.
But
wow.
I will say, I made that up. But I will say that, like I said, you, and at your young age, this man has, maybe it is his way of flexing. But to me, it was all authentic and pure. He gave you his accolades. He told you, ladies, where he's going to take you for a date. He told you the menu already, all the way down to the drinks. He said what he's going to wear and what he likes to wear. We just told you about two different places that he's been to outside of America. Yo, he said his couch twinkles at night when nobody's looking. That's what he said. So he's spending money. If his trash can takes its own trash out, you don't want to date a nigga like that?
That's hilarious.
You don't want to date a cat that got those type of gadgets? And guess what, ladies? Guess what? Here's the icing on the cake that this nigga is going to make. He will apologize when he's wrong. Oh, shit. I can see the panties dropping. This is a man who's going to apologize and say he's sorry and he's wrong when he's actually wrong.
You're hilarious.
Hey, y'all talk about the dating pool. Shout out to the dating pool department. Shameless plug. I am the manager, but I am off the clock. Y'all talk about the dating pool and how dirty it is. This nigga has his own bull. Jersey. Greg.
What up, though?
You are, I told Gigi this, and I'm not sure if she told you. The way I talk to you on Twitter, the way I have talked to you on the phone that one time or a couple of times, is because I see you as a little brother. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. And that makes me feel good.
Yeah, and it's like you have to talk to your little brother like that. Not only that, I know you could take it. Pause.
Pause.
That's a good pause right there. That's a good one, dog. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I know that you can understand certain jokes, certain tones. Know that I'm not coming from a real malice place, and that's dope. And like I said, you're young, and I can see. I usually compare, you know, like, sort of like what I did with Gigi. I usually compare podcasters to basketball players. You know what I mean? And I haven't quite picked yours out yet. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna get there. But
I like to think I'm like Kobe. I just want to be Kobe.
No, you're not. You would never be him. But when I figure out the players for you, it would definitely not be Kobe.
Long as it's not Devin Booker.
It's not Devin Booker for sure. Trust me, sometimes it just pops right in my head, and then sometimes it's like, nah, let me sit and wait on it, because sometimes I got to listen to some more episodes.
I understand.
But at the end of the day, I salute you. Like I said, y'all podcast started off from here, and it has gotten there. I've watched the journey. I've listened to the growth. I hope you guys continue to grow, get better, adding GG tag name on the intro, all the important shit, and honestly, you know, selfishly, I want to be a part of that growth.
Yeah, man. Yo, Baylor.
Pause to that,
you
don't too.
Even, absolutely. I'm glad you said it, because I almost missed it.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yo, if you know what time we record every Friday, dog. You could text me and GG. I'm pretty sure Mr. Rent Money does not have a problem with you ever just like popping up and being on the show.
Rent Money. I wish I had that. I don't have a soundboard. I wish I had that soundboard right now. I wish I did.
Yo, Farago is a real good soundboard and it's free.
All right, I'm going to look into that. Hey, you know what? I need to say this. There's another Greg in the podcast game who is phenomenal. I need both of y'all to do a show together just because y'all first names.
Yo, I wonder if he hates his first name like how I hate mine.
You got to ask him that question.
I will.
I think that would be the perfect show. Greg talking to Greg.
Yo, connect us on Twitter.
I am going to do that. And I'm glad you brought up Twitter. Where can they find you, especially the ladies?
Yeah, man. Yo, at Greg Nelson 26 on Twitter. I definitely respond back on Twitter. That is my home. That is my safe place. That's where you will definitely get to know the best of me. And if you want to know how I look, just do the same thing on Instagram at Greg Nelson 26. I'm there.
See? Jersey.
Absolutely. Yo, Baylor, you are one of the dopest people I think I've met this past year, and I appreciate everything. The pod, you stupid. The pod, the pod advice. The fact that you're willing to talk to people, you don't understand how valuable that shit is. Like, we just had a topic on the pod this past week where I was like, what is the most valuable thing that you can offer? And for me, it was my time. And I think when you give people your time, that is one of the most invaluable things that you can give someone. And the fact that you do that it's just amazing. I appreciate it 1,000%.
Well, I appreciate that because no one has ever said something like that to me. We go together. No, but I like how you broke that down, and honestly, my podcast is therapy for me. So that's why, yeah, going back, I said I don't check the numbers. I don't need to check the numbers. The numbers, I don't. The podcast is not for y'all.
Yeah.
Not at the end of the day. I mean, honestly, I'm talking to people, and I wanted to get to know people. And sometimes when I talk to somebody else and other people can hear it, then maybe they want to go talk to that person or go talk to somebody else. This is all therapy. Yeah. All this shit is therapy. If we didn't have podcasts, we would be set tripping right now.
Absolutely.
I got a bonus question before you get up out of here. The homies might jump you after this one. I need you to name 3 West Coast artists. 1 legendary one and 2 new West Coast artists.
Okay, you got Kendrick, you got Snoop, Drake. Oh, wait.
No.
Did I hit it?
You said Kendrick has been in the game for a minute now. Snoop and Dre is legendary. I need 1 OG and 2 new.
All right. So my OG is going to be Snoop. New, I got Baby Keem. How do you feel about, Roddy?
All right, so you gave me the commercial ones. I just wanted to test and see where your West Coast not, because you, my friend, Eddie? Said you are, when it comes to music, you're a connoisseur.
I am.
All right, because I asked Mr. Rent Money, and you know what he gave me?
No.
Now, normally when I ask people who do they like on the West Coast, they go straight to the like the obvious ones, right? And but they usually start in LA. No disrespect to the Bay, because I love Bay Area music, and but they usually go to LA first because they just got the more noticeable ones. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Too Short and E-40, you know, it started to, you got to get in your bag. A lot of cats don't know who Mac Dre is. You know what I mean? So it's like they come to the L.A. first.
Mac Dre in the Bay? You bugging.
Right. Well, but a lot of people don't. You know what I'm saying? Before you even get to Mac Dre, they're going to go E-40 and Too Short.
Look, I'm not going to say that I am a West Coast rap connoisseur at all. I know a lot of older West Coast rap, of course, because of, like what I said, the 90s. The West Coast really controlled it. Like, I would say the most, I guess, not even unknown, but like Crooked Eye, I think, is one of the greatest rappers ever. Like, the way his flow, his bars, that nigga can spit. And I'm also a Slaughterhouse fan. So, I don't know. I can't tell you too much. I like YG. Outside of that, then do I stick with the normals, Kendrick?
I just like to really pay attention to where or how cats digest music, especially when it comes to cats on the East Coast, because we already know the turmoil that was built between West Coast and East Coast fans and artists, right? So it's always interesting to hear, and I guess I can give a shout out to Nori because he will ask that question. Whether it was West Coast artists or East Coast artists, and I just like to hear cats perspectives on the East Coast. You know what I mean? That's all. Yep. I just wanted to know.
Can I ask you a question real quick before we get out of here?
Yes, sir.
Who do you think is the hottest rapper right now on the East Coast?
On the East Coast?
Yeah, New York. No, I'm very centric. In New York, who do you think is the hottest rapper?
Favio.
Damn, for real?
Yeah,
damn,
like I think he I just don't know. He got to get away from the drill shit though.
That shit, yo, I can't stand that.
But
shit,
he does it well. Like, he could do it. He could do it, but I'm just saying I don't want him to go that route. I think y'all have some of the most legendary artists over there. And can't decide who y'all want to crown. But now the gate is wide open over there. And I think the crown is his. Because I don't think anybody's coming close.
Well, see, the thing is, like, because Mr. Rent Money and my boy B brought up a good point. You got to consider Cardi. You got to.
I can't. I don't have. You know why I don't have to? I just finished talking about Cardi on the Breaks Radio. She don't have enough in her bag, and that's unfair. That's unfair to the rest of the artists in New York that's trying to put out content when she's making a bag everywhere else except for music. She just announced that she's about to have a track with Kanye and I forgot who the
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk. So she's smart. Her team has always been top tier. They know what to do. But that's the thing, though. I'm not about to push you. I'm not about to push you up there if you're not putting out enough. I need more in the bag.
If you compare her to Fabio, they got the same cat. They literally have the same catalog.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though. You can tell that Fabio wants to. He's already claimed himself as the king of New York.
That's fair.
And you cannot claim yourself as the king of New York if you're not going to put nothing out. Niggas is not. Right. I'm from the West Coast. I know that shit is not going to go. Yeah, I remember when K-Dot said he was the king of New York. Half of the New York had to take that. Amazing. The other half didn't like that.
That shit was amazing.
Right. But
one of the best verses of all time.
The uproar caused, though, because that title is more important than whoever becomes president, nigga.
Absolutely.
So
1,000.
So I, as far as popularity, that woman is known across the fucking earth and probably several other planets. But music wise, I don't have to put you up there anymore. You don't have enough in your bag.
Yeah.
You don't have enough in your bag. And there's several other female artists that I'll take way before her.
Look. Yo, we need a third episode, I feel like. Because, yo, we can talk about this for hours. And just to put it out there, there's really only two kings of New York and everybody else is princes. I think it's Jay-Z and Diddy. Everybody else fall underneath them, to be honest with you. It doesn't even matter how long they don't put out music. The fact that Jay-Z can put out 3 bars today and it is the most viewed thing in New York, like, for the next 3 months. To me, that's king.
Well, you got to understand that he's already done his work. He's been rapping since the mid-90s.
Absolutely.
So look at his catalog.
The catalog is impeccable. It's like you can't. That's what I'm saying. Like everybody claiming king. Nah, you prince. You can be the prince.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But I'm taking Shea Noir over any female in New York. That's the female Jadakiss right there. She's one of the she is what?
I'm sorry. I think I'm taking Nicki over everybody. I think
Shea Noir will nigga no, what?
No.
She
no.
will murder Nicki.
No, 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 nah.
All right, you go hey. As God intended, that's all I gotta say. As God intended. Go listen to that album. And it's a pandemic album.
I'm downloading it right now.
As God intended. I can tell. And then look. And go straight to. Damn, what's my favorite song on there? She got a song where she talk about. Nah, I don't want to give it away.
Ooh, she got a song with Black Thought?
Hey now. I think it's 12 hours. I think it's 12 hours.
Yeah.
That's a danger. I want you to listen to 12 hours. And you know what? Now I'm now about to put you on this list. If I put you on this list, that means you're important some way, somehow. I send music to people.
Let's do it.
But I send West Coast music to people.
That's fine.
If you have seen any type of change in Gigi, if she has started any type of game banging, yeah.
I haven't.
If the Rico went down, I'm going down.
That's
guilty,
hilarious.
Guilty as charged. But that's it. I'm sure we can go all day about music.
Absolutely.
Greg, you will be back, hopefully more than, you know, 2 or 3 times. That means the content is good. People know where to find you. Safe trips to the motherland. Bring something back outside of a disease.
Oh, shit.
And we appreciate you.
I appreciate it, my brother. I appreciate it. This was amazing. This was fun.